case, please.
Our next case is 12,096, Andrew Steiminger, seeking variances from the side yard setback, section 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Canvasback Road, approximately 1,396 feet north of the intersection of Swan Drive and Canvasback Road. The 911 address is 37029 Canvasback Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 346. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side setback for a proposed dwelling and a 1.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side setback for a proposed dwelling. We received 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 1 mail return. The letter of opposition was received today from Mr. and Mrs. Mark Ervello, stating that they are opposed to the variance changes that are being requested. They are 10 feet away from the property line on both sides as per code. When they brought their home, the lady to the left of us had been of them had been there for quite a long time, and she is 5 feet off the property line. That is close. It is our understanding they are asking to be 5 feet away from the property line on our side and keeping it 10 feet from the other trailer. We don't feel this is necessary. It may not seem like a lot. However, if there were to be a fire, the 5 feet could make a difference. Trailers burn fast and fires spread fast. It seems it would be for cosmetic reasons to make their property look more open on one side, etc. Anyone can make their home look good and still have room with 10 feet from the property line on each side. If you were to change the code for them, then a lot of new owners would be asking for the code change. We feel that 10 feet on each side is a good amount for safety and a little extra privacy. If they are willing to compromise splitting the closeness to the property line, we would be okay with 7.5 feet away from the property line on both sides. The 5 feet is unacceptable to us. Also, for your information, the side they want to be 5 feet away from the property line has an electrical distribution box and the 2 electrical panels. Ours and theirs. If the electric company had to get in with anything bigger than 5 feet wide, they would not be able to. Thank you for hearing our side. Sincerely, Mr. and Mrs. Mark Ervello. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Andrew Steiminger, 215 3rd Street.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And then we got a copy of the answers that you provided for your standards.
Okay, I'm Andrew Steiminger. I'm currently seeking a side yard variance on my lot in Swan Keys. Previously, there was a single wide mobile home there in poor condition. We purchased that. Had it removed about 3 years ago, and now we want to put a double-wide mobile home, single-story height, not 2 or 3 stories, as I heard here previously. This is just a single-story, double-wide mobile home, and we want to keep in compliance with Swan Keys. And when Swan Keys was set up, almost every lot was for single-wide mobile homes. As you can see now, the norm is double-wide mobile home, and the lots are a little narrow in order for that to fit. And the reason we want to move the home closer to one side, because all the entrances, there's 2 entrances on the opposite side of the mobile home, where we need a little more space in order to get down and get into the mobile home. So I'm seeking a variance so we can move that off to one side so we have a little room on the one side to get into the home.
All right. I'll start down here with you, Mr. Mills. Excuse me.
No questions.
All righty. Ms. McGee.
You don't show any steps or anything on this drawing on HVAC.
There's no steps shown on there, but on the right-hand side, where there's a little more space, about 30 foot back from the road area, or the home on the corner of the road area, is where there's a single door to get into the home. And then on the far back corner, about 5 feet in from the back, there's a glass sliding door to get into the mobile home. And then on the rear side, where it says proposed deck, There's a single door to get out onto the deck. And the right-hand side where the doors are is where
so
we need some.
Reason why you're putting it off to one side is because you're going to have a step.
We have to have we have to have steps on that right-hand side to get up in order to get into the home.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
How wide will the steps be?
Well, perfect situation would be 5 feet wide if I could do that. I mean, there's a there would be a 9 feet, 9 foot three on that side, so that would still give me another 4 foot off of the steps to the property line.
Thank you.
We currently have a 4 foot step on some of the other places I've been down there, and getting in and out, extra foot would be great.
We would need to increase the variance request to accommodate the stairs. Given that it's, if this were to be approved, given the location on that side.
All
right. Mr. Burton? Yeah, this one. He asked you about the AC unit. Where's the AC unit? When I didn't hear you say that.
The AC unit would be on the left-hand side. Now, currently, there's, well, it's, it shows on there that there's a five-foot-high fence all the way down that side of the property, a vinyl fence, 5 foot high.
It says 4 foot on this diagram.
Four foot. Seven,
neighbors, 4 foot four vinyl foot. Fence. Mm. 4 foot high, not five.
Okay, 4 foot. I didn't measure it. I just assumed it was five.
Right. Okay.
You have to have a variance for the air conditioner too, right?
We're good.
Yeah.
Can't put it behind your deck, can you? The air conditioning unit?
Behind the deck, that the deck would be facing the canal.
But underneath the deck or anything? Or by your steps coming out?
Well, you can't really put an air conditioning unit under steps because the air has to come out the top and be hitting the bottom of the deck.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be right on top of the property line then?
I would be pretty close.
So can you make this house a little bit smaller to accommodate all these? Because you're right up there at the...
Well, the house was already purchased.
Well, you put the cart before the horse then.
Well, it was a situation that arose where I had to make a deal or lose it.
So?
I mean, I guess it's possible to move the air conditioner on the other side. Because the furnace is in the center of the house.
But to me, you had to move the air conditioner on the other side.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to be back here for another variance.
Yeah.
And you're going to be right on the property line, and your neighbors aren't going to be happy with that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how HVAC repairman or woman is going to be able to access it without trespassing, or if there's a fence there, mm-hmm. safely navigate around it.
Well, the furnace is in the center of the house, so I guess it could go either way. It's just a matter of moving the hose duct from this side over to this side.
Most logical. So
this is a double wide.
Double wide, yes.
So, just to be clear, what you're proposing is to amend your application to allow for a variance on the north side of the house for an HVAC system, which I presume would measure, Mr. Mills, do you have a width that?
It depends what he's talking about. Is a package unit, which would probably encroach more than 3 feet. However, if it's a split system, and the only reason I speak on this is because it's my trade.
Oh, yeah.
A standard split system unit, if your furnace has a coil box, then you wouldn't need to put duct from that outdoor unit to that. It would just be connected to a condensing unit, which you're allowed to encroach 3 feet, and so you would still need a variance because you're 9 feet or 8 feet, 3 feet. Yeah. My recommendation would be to allow at least 3 feet from what you're there, so I would suggest a 5-foot variance for that.
HVAC.
On the north side.
Well, when I said ductwork, I you know, I'm just assuming, because it's enclosed in a, since it's your business, you probably know, enclosed in a insulation wrap, whatever's in there, the wires or the cables going back into there.
Right, but more modern mobile homes, you can connect a more conventional type of heat, air conditioner with refrigerant pipe and not ductwork.
Yeah.
And but either way, it would need to encroach as much as 5 feet to allow space between the house and the unit. So my suggestion again would be for a 5-foot variance to cover that on that north side.
Mrs. Walls, if I might have a question for you. I just want to make sure I'm clear as to the variances that we're seeking before us. When I look at the drawing that we have that has notations on the south side of the unit, which is, I believe, the side where the opposition has concerns, looks to me like the proposed dwelling would be 4 feet from that side property line. And then there's another thing that says 3 feet, which it looks to me like is a 1-foot buffer for installation error, which appears to go on both sides of the dwelling. It would appear to me then that what we're looking for here is a variance of 4 feet from that side. And then on the other side, I see the same thing where it says 9.3 and 8.3, and I think you had referenced 0.7 and 1.7. Mm-hmm. It would seem to me that we're probably looking at 8.3 would be where the home would fit if they're pinning it and doing it the right way. That would be the one, so it would be 1.7 foot in that regard. I'm sorry, 9.3 would be the further distance, so we'd only need the 0.7. And that we would be basing the steps and the HVAC on the north side off of the 9.3.
Right.
So if there's 5 feet for the stairs, 4.3, the 5.7 foot variance, I presume, for the stairs, same thing for the HVAC. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's following me. I'm just trying to make sure that we've got
it there's clear a note, the one foot buffer for installation error.
Yeah. Because that we don't always see that on these things. Mm-mm. So
no, I thought it was some sort of warning.
So would we want to allow for that within the that 1 foot within the variance to make it a 6.7 foot? Or actually, it would be more than that. They're asking for
the applicant. The applicant's asking for one of the standards is the minimum variance to afford relief.
Right.
So, you know, if they weren't on there, they can pin it.
Yeah, they need to pin it and make sure that they're accurate.
What about your parking?
The front here. From the road where edge of paving is back, it's marked on here, 15 foot to the right of way, and then from the right of way to the road gives you another 10 feet, so there's 25 feet from the edge of the road to the house there. And I wanted to make sure that you could pull straight in, because parking in Swan Keys is
at a premium?
Premium, that's what you should say. So I didn't want to be able to park one car this way when if you have company or somebody where you can pull two or three cars straight in.
Somebody come
most through? Vehicles, the largest vehicle that I pick up truck, double cab's about 20 foot long. Most vehicles are smaller than that. To be able to make sure the largest vehicle could park there.
I have a question. You bought this 3 years ago,
yes.
This lot, and you tore the old mobile home away. And it's been vacant all this time.
Yes.
Were you aware when you bought this mobile home that you had to have a variance?
Yes.
Not knowing whether you're going to get it or not, but
yes.
You knew you'd have to have a variance.
I knew I would have to have a variance, yes. And just keeping in, not compliance, but with the nature of the neighborhood, all the singles are gone and doubles are coming in, even some two-story homes.
I understand that, but they do that. They ask for the variance before they purchase the home.
Well, at the time I bought the lot, it was like you either buy the lot or you know. It was a good deal, let's put it that way. And if I didn't move on it, somebody else would have bought the one and the home.
Was it your assumption that because of the buildable space that was limited that that you would meet the standards for granting a variance?
I don't quite understand the question.
Well, you've got a postage stamp lot, 40 by yes. 100, says yes. 4,000 square feet, and you take away the setbacks. You've got less than 1,200 square feet, and was it your assumption that you would meet the standards in uniqueness and difficulty in developing it and so forth?
Yes.
I don't have any other
questions. No further questions? Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Next one. Sir, do you wish to speak or just show a hand of support?
Just
in support. In support. All right. You too, ma'am. Three. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant the variances as requested, and Swan Keys is a very unique lot size, and I believe he meets all the five standards.
Okay.
I will say that I'm not happy that he put the cart before the horse, but I understand.
Do I have a second to that motion or a question?
Should we add in the amendment for the stairs and HVAC?
I believe that's the part of the request, and I guess Ms. McGee, if you wanted to incorporate that as well into yours.
Yes, that we will allow for the HVAC and the stairs.
5 feet on the north side.
5 feet on the north side.
off of the proposed dwelling.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Mears that we approve case number 12,096 with the corrected additions for the variances. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
I believe that there's certainly a uniqueness because it's a less than 4,000 square foot lot allowing less than 1,200 square foot home and can't otherwise be developed. And so for those reasons as well, aye.
Okay, and aye, Mr. Galloway. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,096 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is 12,097 King